Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You have a new text message.
Just like you'd ask your friends for advice, that's what we are. We're here to help you with a problem, answer a question. It's Text Roulette here on The Mix. Elizabeth and Radar, let's spin the wheel, see which one of your questions we're going to read.
Nine.
Ooh, something that came in fresh off the press this morning.
Let's do it. What you got?
Fiance and I are planning a wedding. She stated to me that she doesn't want anyone from my previous marriage in the wedding, but the groomsmen are all my buddies. I'm stuck right now because my buddies are asking, when should we all get fitted for our tux? So second marriage here. How would you handle this? What advice would you have for this fiance about to get married? 414-432-1099.
The fiance doesn't want anybody from the previous marriage
in the wedding.
In the wedding. But
the groomsmen are all my buddies, it says here.
So it sounds like they were in the first wedding.
Yeah. And the buddies are saying, when are we getting fitted for the tux?
Yeah, man, let's go.
They're eager. They're excited. I think you have to clarify what she means by no one from your previous marriage.
Well, that would be your friends.
But I think you need to like gently ask here.
Obviously, not your ex.
Did you mean anyone that you were friends with during that time?
At the wedding.
Or people that are connected to the ex?
What does the text say again about anybody at the wedding? Anybody in the wedding?
She doesn't want anyone from my previous marriage in the wedding.
Anybody from the previous marriage in the wedding?
Well, can they still be invited to the wedding?
If these dudes were standing up in the previous wedding, it doesn't sound like she wants them in the wedding.
But also,
it's
not the groomsman's fault that the relationship crumbled. It's not the groomsman's.
No.
Well, I would hope not. If it was their fault, they shouldn't
be
your friends.
No, probably
I'm assuming
not.
They're not based
probably
on
not.
Context
yeah,
clues
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but it's just that.
But this is a friend that's still going to be there through thick and thin. That's what friends are, and that's who you want standing up there by you. Also, the fact that they want to be in the wedding should show the fiance that they support you. They support this relationship.
Well,
they're
yes.
not taking. If they're taking sides, they picked.
Sure. But they
that side.
They supported him last time, and look what happened. So that's why the new fiance, or his new wife, soon to be, doesn't want them in the wedding. Doesn't want them there. Look, you supported his ex. I don't want you here doing this. Maybe it's the mojo thing type of, you know, situation.
That sounds like, if that was the case, I don't see why this person would want them in the wedding. I'm looking at this from the perspective of the groomsmen are friends with the groom.
And they all stood up in the last wedding.
Who cares if they did?
The bride does. And whose day is it?
It's both of their days.
I know, but
it's both of their days.
What the bride is hoping for. Keep everybody out that was in before.
As someone that has been married before and then got married again,
And my husband has had ex-wives. So there's other people that were in his life, in his other relationships.
Okay. Yeah.
Never was there a time of saying, oh, you can't have these people in our current life. That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, you need
to be secure with yourself and your relationship.
That was you. This person doesn't want that. They want something different for their wedding, for the rest of their life.
The one thing I was adamant about when there was a ring, when Eric was proposing, I'm like, hey, the ring can't look like any other ring that you ever gave anybody else.
Why
That's
not?
My biggest thing.
Why?
Because I wanted it to look unique to us. And
so this bride wants the wedding party to look unique to her. Nope, can't shake your head over there,
shaking my head because these are friendships.
Doesn't matter. It's just a ring that doesn't even talk. It's got to look totally different. Why? I don't want the same wedding party to look the same.
I didn't want the ring to look like my previous ring.
And this is what this bride is saying. I don't want the wedding party to look like your previous.
So different.
No, it's not.
Wait, no, that's completely different.
You're
talking about human beings that have been there for you through the previous marriage, but also through your divorce.
Let me ask you this. Did you take a picture of the hands with the rings interlaid? Did you take a picture?
No, because that's tacky.
Okay, people do that all the time.
What is this, 1992?
Yes, it is.
No.
They have that all the time now. And look, or some people have it, I should say. Maybe I shouldn't say all the time. That was a tradition. She doesn't want the same people standing up and then look back at the pictures if she happens to see them and go, oh, the same people are in the wedding as this one. Different. Clean slate.
Okay, so then you're saying this groom is supposed to say to his buddies, like, hey, man, I can't have you in the wedding. We're trying to not
you're in my
have
other
this look like my last wedding.
Yeah, why not?
It's important to the bride. I support her on that. You can still come to the wedding.
Yeah, I'm sure they can still come to the wedding, but the new bride does not want to be looking at pictures of dudes that were in the other wedding that were supporting the other bride.
That you had friends in your last relationship. That's what friends are. They stick by you through all of it.
Right, but they are not entitled to stand up. It's not like, oh, buddy's engaged. Yep, we're standing up. No, I'm going to ask who I want to ask. It's my day.
What do you think? 414-432-1099. So you think that the groom should go to his groomsmen and explain, you're not going to be in the wedding and here's why.
New slate. Absolutely. Hey, she doesn't want you in the wedding. You're in my last wedding. Still love you guys. That's why I asked you to be in the party last time. Going with somebody new now. Sorry. There you go. But you are totally on the other side. You're like, it doesn't matter.
I just feel like if these are your really good friends, I think there's a really deep conversation to have with the fiance to say, hey, these people supported me. And it says a lot that they're still supporting me even after my divorce and now my new relationship with you. They love you. They want to be in this relationship and be in this friendship with both of us.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Okay, it's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. We want to get to Carl in a moment, and Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Okay, Carl, so here's the question for those that maybe are just joining us. My fiance and I are planning a wedding. She stated to me that she doesn't want anyone from my previous marriage in the wedding, but the groomsmen are my buddies. I'm stuck right now because my buddies are asking when should we all get fitted for our tux. Carl, what do you want to say?
I think that they should go a different route. I was the best man for my brother's wedding, his first wedding, which ended in divorce. Mm-hmm. And when he met his current wife, and this is like over 30 years ago, he didn't even ask me to be in the wedding party. I sang for the wedding, so I wasn't even visible to most of the church. And he just wanted a fresh start. He wanted something new. And I agree 100% that it should be a fresh start.
Okay. Wipe the slate clean and, yeah, have different people in the wedding party.
Yeah, okay. 100%.
And that is something that he should state to the fiance and say, look, I understand where you're coming from on this and support her, even though he's saying these are my buddies, these are my good friends.
Carl, was it ever brought up to you, or did you just kind of say, well, he didn't ask me, I guess I'm out? Or did you bring it up?
No. Jokingly, he said, well, this one ended in divorce and you were my best man, so I don't want you to hear me.
but you were understanding from the start because you are supporting your brother.
100%. You know, and it was something, and I got to sing, you know, so... I did something different for him, you know?
Very cool.
Yeah, you're part of the wedding, but not in the wedding.
Yeah, and okay. I really feel as though a fresh start, you know? I mean, not that the wedding party was a curse or anything, you know? Their marriage just didn't work out.
Try something different here, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there are definitely people that are saying here that there is nothing wrong with having it be completely different than the first wedding, understandably so. But that there really should just be that empathy, that maybe perhaps the groom isn't really thinking about it from her perspective, that she is saying, like, I don't feel comfortable with that. And it is a wedding that should be great for both of them. And so if there's something they're both not on the same page of that's as significant as the wedding party, somebody's going to have to bend. And it sounds to her, this is a 10 for her on a list of like,
yeah, she doesn't want those people. She doesn't want to be looking at those people in the wedding pictures.
And I'm starting to change my tune with it also. I'm starting to see the other side of this, perhaps, that, yeah, it's time to say, look, it's nothing because of you guys. You're still my boys. You're my buddies. But
right.
We want this to feel totally different than the last wedding.
And maybe, you know, these guys that were in the first wedding, they do something special, you know, for him at the reception, you know, or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good idea. 50.
Sure.
You know, it's got to be a 100% agreement. Otherwise, you're going into your wedding, you know, with
an issue.
With an issue,
already.
Yeah.
You don't want that. Don't want that. And everybody, you know, Stephanie called in earlier. Everyone deserves to have a wonderful, beautiful day that they love.
Yeah, absolutely. Carl, thank you so much for the story.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, and the core of the question is, I'm stuck because my buddies are asking, when should we all get fitted for our tux? Perhaps this mixed listener needs to talk directly with the fiance and say, is this an all or nothing thing? If they aren't going to be in the wedding, I need to know, because it sounds like they're still kind of in limbo. And then he has to be honest with his friends. He has to be honest with his friends and support the fiance, because that's what you're doing with your partner, and saying, we still want you to be at the wedding, but not in the wedding.
Yeah, and some of the text messages, though, if you're having your best friends at your wedding as a deal breaker for this bride, then maybe you should rethink getting married to her. Ouch. Groomsmen are there for the groom, not the bride.
The groomsmen are there for the couple.
Supporting the couple.
Right,
right.
And I sense a little bit of that, too. I can feel where that mixed listener is saying that, because originally when we were first talking about this on the show, I was sitting here wondering, is this person insecure? What's going on? You can't deny there was a past with someone else. You can't just completely forget about that. You definitely don't want those reminders.
Right.
Here's something I will tell you that happened at my wedding. We had a rule for our DJ. There are certain songs not to be played.
Why?
Like our first dance songs we had with our significant others. No, because we've got people at that wedding that are like, oh,
like that song.
That was the song that she danced with her ex to at that wedding.
Well, are the groomsmen that stood
again,
up with her ex.
But it's because as the bride, it's like, I don't need any reminders of any of that.
All these little rules. And even we have to give a shout out to Nurse Ashley, who said at 24, she got engaged, called off the wedding, her now husband, and she got engaged 6 years later. Didn't want the same ring, Elizabeth, like you were saying. Didn't want the same looking ring. Wanted the ring to be different. He didn't care who I picked for my side of the wedding party. But besides my sister, I had different friendships anyway. And I feel like it should be the groom's decision who he wants standing up with him. Maybe he needs to have a longer talk with his now fiance.
Lots to think about. And hopefully they'll give us an update here when we send this audio back through the text line of Text Roulette. What question or dilemma do you have going on in your life that you want some advice? You want us to talk about? Send in your text now. They're anonymous to 414-432-1099.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.